to the August 21st, 2025 episode of Free Pod. I'm Becky Connors.
Hi, I'm Tim Connors. Now, let's see what's going on. Roadwork continues on Carroll Avenue and a number of other streets in Freeport that are undergoing updates to water mains, sewer systems, and repaving. Carroll Avenue is still closed from Galena to Empire for these upgrades, as well as parts of Blackhawk Avenue, Stevenson Street near the Park Boulevard intersection, and Greenfield Drive. Construction will begin soon on Hans Drive. Construction areas are reopened at the end of each day so that residents in these areas are able to pull in and out of driveways during construction. Signage gives crews the proper space and safety to work. In other city utility news, we remind residents in the high zone around the Burchard Water Tower and further west to conserve water use as the repainting of the water tower continues. During this time, the tower has been drained while the city updates the original paint job. The city's water conservation request helps to ensure that the Freeport Fire Department will always have enough water in case of emergencies. In other city news, here's a reminder about the free tire recycling event for Freeport residents this weekend. The event is being co-hosted with the Fairgrounds and Gill's Freeport Disposal from 8 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. this Saturday, August 23rd, at the Stevenson County Fairgrounds. There is no limit for the number of passenger car tires a resident can bring, but only up to 4 semi-truck tires per family are allowed, and no other tires will be accepted. Attendees must present a Freeport ID to drop off their tires, as this event is being offered to help the city eliminate illegal dumping.
Enjoy terrific food and wonderful music at this year's Eats and Beats this Friday and Saturday, August 22nd and 23rd, from 5 to 9:30 p.m. both days. Find the fun at the Arts Plaza downtown across from the Freeport Public Library. Proceeds from the event benefit a variety of nonprofits in the county, and each nonprofit group keeps 100% of the proceeds from their food sales, as well as receiving a share of the gate. Two very popular local bands will perform. On Friday, Lobbin Robbins will play from 5:30 to 6:30, and The Usual Suspects closes out the night from 7 to 9:30. On Saturday, Greg Turkanian takes the stage first, followed by Mike and Joe. Daily admission is $4 for adults, $2 for ages 6 to 17, while children 5 and under are admitted free.
Speaking of local support, Josh Elliott of Elliott Graphics and Zealous Art Studio was really pleased with the support he received when his business suffered a significant fire earlier this summer. I spent a few moments visiting with him about the experience and how his company has recovered and is once again open and looking forward to supporting other local businesses. I am here with Josh Elliott of Elliott Graphics and Zealous Art Studio and Tattoo. Josh had fire, and things were happening.
Yeah.
And are you getting back in? What's your timeline?
We are working hard at getting things put back together right now. We have a great team from First Onsite. I'm very thankful for some local businesses, Lusher Heating and Air, First Onsite. Schofield Plumbing has been here. So we're working towards getting everything put back together. This was a much larger restoration than we anticipated, but we're hoping in the next few weeks here that we're going to have at least the main floor put back together. And hopefully by early September, we will have Elliott Graphics and everything back to running smooth and normal again.
So, Josh, what happened from the standpoint of the fire? You're in your back garage area. How did production kind of slow down, or did it slow down?
Yeah, we were shut down for a week or so. We just tried with the transition of moving everything from inside to the garage. Right now, we're still ramping up with getting business still flowing, and but we're still able to print. We're still able to be here doing certain things. So it's worked out. It's definitely a little warmer in the garage, and our production is probably not as fast as what it was previously, but we're still keeping up, and we're thankful that we're able to still work. So it's good.
What's been the biggest detriment so far of this process?
Just not having the same, you know, the amount of equipment. We were able to only move certain stuff that we usually have in our full shop. We only had certain amounts of stuff that we were able to take into the garage just because of space. So it'll be nice to get back into a full productive shop. So yeah.
What do people need to do to get a hold of you? Is it just the website? Give you a call? What do they need to do?
Yep. Our phone number is up and running right now. You're more than welcome to call us. You're also, you can email us, go to our website. Our email's on there. Please feel free to send us any kind of emails, but yeah, we're able to keep up, and we got a lot of stuff going for the school year up and coming, and we're excited to get back to it.
So everything's going to be fine for Brewfest?
Yes, sir.
Everything going to be fine for the musical Frozen at Freeport High School?
Absolutely.
Because that's all I care about, right? So what about the Zealous Studio and Tattoo? What about that?
Our artists right now have been trying to take just certain appointments. We Vanessa Hughes from Hughes Resources has been extremely generous and kind for letting us have some space there. It's limited right now, but we're hoping that in the next few weeks we're going to be making some pretty big announcements and letting everybody know that we're going to be back to it and right back here at the shop. And if you had an appointment with one of our artists, or you're looking to do that, please by all means reach out to the artists individually, and we will be making announcements on social media to let everybody know when we're fully back up and running. So,
well, Josh, your family's wonderful, and you're the best in the business. So I'm glad things are turning around for the positive, and can't wait to come downstairs to your area and let life be the way it used to be.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It makes me happy that Elliott Graphics and Zealous Art Studios are back and better than ever.
The first of 7 sculptures has now been installed at the Freeport Art Museum Arts Plaza in downtown Freeport. The official sculpture walk will open September 19th, and all sculptures will be installed in time for the grand opening.
Classic car lovers will want to check out the antique, classic, and hot rod car show at Lincoln Mall in Freeport this Saturday, August 23rd from 10 to 2 p.m. Trophies will be awarded for best in show, first runner-up, best engine, best interior, and best paint. Judging will be done by non-partial attendees, and all registrants will receive a dash plaque while supplies last. There will be many door prizes from sponsors. And face painting. There'll be a DJ, and food trucks will offer something fun for everyone in the family.
The Community Foundation of Northern Illinois has awarded the Family YMCA of Northwest Illinois an $11,500 grant for CPR training equipment. The Y offers more than 30 CPR and first aid classes annually. And this grant makes life-saving education widely accessible by covering the cost of equipment, instructor time, and facilities. Participants will only need to pay the Red Cross registration fee. To learn more or to register, visit freeportymca.org.
The Salvation Army in Freeport needs non-perishable food items such as cereal, canned vegetables, and boxed meals for the food pantry programs. There also is a need for cases of water with the hot weather, and fresh produce always is in demand. All donations can be dropped off at the Salvation Army office at 106 West Exchange Street in Freeport between 8 o'clock a.m. and 4 o'clock p.m., Monday through Friday.
Speaking of the Salvation Army, the Stevenson County Farmers Market has begun collecting donations for the Freeport Salvation Army Food Pantry. While food donations of any type are welcome, the market is focusing attention on providing local produce for the pantry. The farmer's market, which operates every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to noon in the city parking lot just west of the post office, will have a location where local gardeners can drop off their own garden excess or other donatable food items. We can also purchase goods from the market to be donated to the food pantry.
As we look at the week ahead, we're eager to walk through Paint the Port in downtown Freeport tomorrow, Friday, August 22nd. This downtown street paint party, which supports downtown revitalization efforts, is hosted by the Freeport Art Museum and transforms downtown Freeport into a vibrant outdoor gallery for individuals and families that paint the town. Literally! Squares for painting may still be purchased tomorrow for $20 at the event host's booth.
Tonight, come enjoy the last evening of Music on Debate Square as the John Hartman Jazz Alliance entertains us at 6:30 p.m. at Debate Square between the Freeport Public Library and Union Dairy. The shows are free, and they last about an hour, but donations are accepted and appreciated. Bring a lawn chair and arrive early to get a good seat. Thank you, Music on Debate Square, for the great entertainment on Thursday nights this summer.
Come to the Cub Foods Rot Stand this weekend that will be run by the Freeport Lincoln Douglas Kiwanis Club. They'll be there both Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. to serve up brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches. In other tasty news, tomorrow, Friday, August 22nd, is the last day to order a freezer meal package from the Stevenson County Farm Bureau. Packages are available in sizes for two people or five to six people and include menu items like cheesy ham and potato soup, lasagna, and chicken pot pie tater tot casserole. The freezer meal offering is a fundraiser for the Bureau with net proceeds benefiting the Stevenson County Ag in the Classroom program. Meal packages will be available for pickup on September 10th. For more information, contact the Farm Bureau at 815-232-3186 or visit the link in the print version of this episode.
Let's all remember that school has begun. Be alert of students walking to or from school and watch out for frequent stops by school buses. We hope that all area students and teachers have a great start to the 2025-2026 school year.
If you are looking for something to do this weekend or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of FreePod episodes.
Be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview with this Tim, interviewing Tim Cook, Executive Director of Malcolm Eaton Enterprises, and Malcolm Eaton's community liaison, Brian Babcock, about the Eats and Beats event this Friday and Saturday. The interview is available online and can be listened to anytime.
Next Tuesday, I visited with area music director Bill Peterson about creating great music for the community and all the wonderful friends that join in the effort. This pod will post at noon on Tuesday, August 26th, and be available to listen to then or at any time after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice.
FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our National Public Radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org.
With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon, or any time after that, on our website or your favorite podcast platform for more about what's happening in Freeport. And, hey, thank you for listening.